food in a foreign country. You know, they both are let it rip kind of people.
Covey is essential to this story because it was her job to explain Bezos's vision in the language of Wall Street to fight the skeptics.
She just was an incredible breath of fresh air that was in this exciting, new, fast-moving environment, yet by the same token sort of was really grounded in these really important core finance principles.
This is Michael Mobison. He's now director of research at Blue Mountain Capital Management. Back in the late 90s, when he met Joey Covey, he was chief U.S. investment strategist at Credit Suisse First Boston. In this role, he sometimes got to know new public companies and the people who ran them.
My first conversations with Joy Covey, she felt like she was much more inspired by Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger than the latest tech, you know, sort of icon. And so I got the sense right from the beginning that they were very grounded in many of these principles that were sort of the more traditional Midwestern cash flows, long-term.
So there are a few things we should unpack here. First of all, free cash flow. It's a metric used to judge a company's health and value. And Covey and Bezos believed it was a better indicator for Amazon than traditional profit. I could spend a whole separate episode on the why, but the thing you need to know here is that by highlighting free cash flow, Amazon could suggest to Wall Street that the company was doing well, even when it wasn't showing profits. The second thing to unpack is the idea of focusing on the long term. This was really unusual for Wall Street at the time. For comparison, take the most dominant bookseller back then, Barnes & Noble. In its annual report the same year Bezos wrote that letter, it even called out Amazon. It didn't name the company, but it didn't have to. The Barnes & Noble CEO poked fun at new companies who focus on the, quote, fashionable idea of entrepreneurial vision. He writes, profit models replace profits, and planning for the present is viewed as an ill-conceived notion. Well, he says, I respectfully disagree. Even today, it's still common for public companies to prioritize the short term. Here's Michael Mobison again.
I think there's a lot of public companies feel to some degree beholden to Wall Street's expectations. It's almost like a dance back and forth with the Wall Street folks. And, you know, I think, and to some degree, being held accountable is all fine. I think what becomes problematic is when companies start to make decisions that serve the optics to achieve certain financial objectives, whatever, and don't build value.
Amazon focused entirely on building value without apology. And Joy Covey was able to deliver that message to Wall Street in a way that at least